After focusing mainly on Europe, Kenya's cut flower industry may be set to blossom once again, with direct flights opening in October to the United States.
And what we're looking at is an opportunity to diversify our markets to the American market. And we're also looking not to compete with the South Americans, who are the main producers or the main suppliers of flowers to North America, but to look at complementing the product, because our products are very different.
Kenyan roses have a smaller head size than the Colombian flowers that dominate the U.S. market, but Kenya's varietals and low production costs could give it an edge.
I think it will depend on how much freight is available in terms of what can leave the country, and also, of course, how competitive Kenya could be against the South American exporters, which are very, very strong in terms of the U.S. So I think it is an opportunity, but it will depend on how much space is on the aircraft and how competitive we can be in terms of the U.S. retail market.
Most of Kenya's cut flowers are exported to Europe. Kenya is the biggest supplier of roses to Australia and Japan. Valentine's Day provides a huge annual boost to growers.
Because at that time, there's a lot of demand in the market. Yeah, in fact, Valentine is the time that sometimes we don't meet the market demands.
To prepare for Valentine's Day, Kenya's growers hire extra seasonal workers to join the 100,000 directly employed. Kenya's Flower Council says indirect services and products account for another 400,000 jobs, providing livelihoods for around 2 million people.
It helps me sustain my family and pay for my children's school fees, and it helps me support my parents at home.
With better access to the U.S. consumer market, Kenya's flower industry can only grow. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Naivasha, Kenya.